When they happen. The main news on all the radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to UNSA Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, UNSA Vice Chancellor encourages students to take up opportunities. In international news, 200 West African soldiers in Benin. In sport news, Copa Queens ranked fourth in Africa. With the news in detail, my name is Joshua Chamba. In local news, the University of Zambia UNSA Vice Chancellor Professor Mdia Moya has reaffirmed the institution's commitment to inclusivity and international development for all students. Professor Moya has encouraged students to take advantage of the opportunities provided by the Erasmus Plus program to strengthen their professional growth and global exposure. Meanwhile, the ambassador of the Czech Republic to Zambia, Jiri Kirian, has praised the Erasmus scholarship for breaking barriers and fighting poverty globally. The Erasmus program has expanded staff and student mobility, promoting global exposure and professional growth. The University of Zambia is committed to creating a supportive learning environment that enables all students to thrive. The partnership between UNSA and Erasmus Plus aims to broaden international learning opportunities for students, promoting global citizenship and cooperation. The Ministry of Health has launched the Mental Health Training Package and National Guidelines for Medication-Assisted Therapies for Treatment of Substance Use Disorders. Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishimbi, who officiated during the event at Ndeke House, says this milestone reflects the collective commitment to advancing equitable and quality mental health care for all Zambians. Dr. Lishimbi highlights that mental health is central to the well-being of individuals, families, and communities, adding that without mental well-being, aspiration for national development and prosperity cannot be fully realized. He revealed that the Ministry of Health has taken deliberate steps to strengthening mental health services in line with the National Health Strategic Plan, the Mental Health Act of 2019, and Zambia's Vision for Mental Health. Meanwhile, Dr. Lishimbi noted that the documents launched are more than a set of training materials or guidelines, as they are also the strategic tools that will facilitate the standardization of the provision care across the country, ensuring quality service provision. He further said the training package will improve knowledge, skills, and the competence of healthcare providers in the provision of mental health care at all levels and various health cadres to deliver evidence-based care while strengthening referral and linkage systems. The government says it is ready to act and enforce the law against illegal mining in all parts of the country. Vice President Mutalena Lumango says it is concerning that despite being given an opportunity to relocate or re-regularize their activities, some individuals have refused to move out of restricted areas and continue to mine illegally. Nalumango explains that the government has exhorted or procedural steps to support minors and now has the responsibility to enforce existing laws, including removing those who have refused to comply. She was responding to a question in the National Assembly from Mufumbwe Member of Parliament Elliot Kamondo during the Vice President's question time. Kamondo wanted to know what measures the government is putting in place to curb illegal mining in the district. The Vice President said enforcement wings will move into Mufumbwe and other affected areas to ensure that only licensed and law-abiding miners continue operating. Still in local news, the United States government has provided 264 computers to 60 military health facilities nationwide to support the rollout of the Smart Care Pro program. The Smart Care Pro program aims to digitize record management in military facilities and improve the efficient delivery of health services. Director of Health Coordinating Office at the United States Embassy in Zambia, Franceschi Belezi, says the transition to electronic information management in military health facilities will enhance service delivery. Belezi said the 264 laptops are expected to serve a minimum of 43,000 clients in military cantonments across the country. She said this in Lusaka during the handover of the laptops by the United States government. Meanwhile, Mainasoko Medical Center Commandant Brigadier General Levi Mchemwa said the laptops have arrived at a time when all 60 military health facilities have been equipped with solar backup power. General Mchemwa added that the donated laptops will help cut costs by using online systems to store records and save clients. The Zambia Management Agency, ZEMA, has said the final report on the Kafue River pollution is expected to be ready by 18th December 2025. In February this year, a major toxic spill from a Sino Metals tailing dam severely contaminated the river with acidic metal-laden waste. The incident resulted in massive fish death, damage to farmland, and disruptions to water supply for millions of people, sparking widespread healthcare concerns and calls for accountability from the Chinese-owned mining operation. ZEMA Corporate Affairs Manager Ruth Kamui has confirmed that the agency has received the final report from Applied Sciences and Technology Limited, an independent consultant contracted by the government to assess pollution levels and identify the heavy metals present in the Kafue River. Mrs. Kamwe has told Phoenix News that the report is currently undergoing the reviewing processes. And finally, in local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has urged the financial sector to reduce interest rates, saying they remain too high despite improving economic fundamentals. Speaking at the fourth public-private dialogue forum in Lusaka, President Hichilema has noted that the inflation has continued to drop and several sectors are recording growth, yet lending rates have not adjusted accordingly. The president has also called for a mindset shift among Zambians from consumption to investment, stressing that economic growth cannot be achieved if capital meant for investment is instead spent on consumption. The president has further challenged businesses to change their traditional approaches and adopt innovative practices that support growth. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has directed Secretary to Cabinet Patrick Kangwa to gazette the PPDF Private Sector Day, noting that the day will remain a working day. We now take a short break. To come is international and sport news. Don't go away.